last broadcast, I began a message entitled, What Faith in God Can Do. And we learned that faith in God helps you obtain the unattainable, such as trying to attain salvation. The Bible revealed that there are two ways that people try to attain salvation. And we'll talk about that today as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life. Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons on faith. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. takes a look in the book.
Ahead and put your hand in my nail print. Look, here it is right here in my side. Go ahead, Thomas, and touch. Touch the spear print there. And Thomas fell down on his knees. He said, my Lord and my God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Thomas, but bless those who hadn't seen but yet believe. See, biblical faith is the kind of faith that says, I hadn't seen it, but I believe it. I believe it even before I see it. That's the kind of faith that God wants. And see, when you got that kind of faith, you can perceive the unperceivable. You can believe the unbelievable. But then you can obtain the unattainable. You can obtain the unattainable. Stuff that you normally could not attain, you can attain it if you got faith in God. Look here in the text. The Bible says here in verse number 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he, here it is, obtained a witness that he was righteous. God testifying, look at that, of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. Look at that. He obtained something, y'all. Oh, that goes back up here to verse number 2. For by it, the elders, they obtained a good report. Notice this man, he obtained something. Turn with me. We need to look at this story. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis 4. I don't want nobody to miss this. Genesis 4, the story of Cain and Abel. I don't want to assume that somebody already know it. That's the first book of the Bible. Genesis chapter 4, verse number 1. Look what the Bible says. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and says, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Don't read too fast now. Oh, that's a lot in that verse. Can I just unpack that verse right there? Notice, it says, he knew Eve, his wife. That word knew means he knew her in an intimate way. He had relationship with his wife. Notice, it wasn't a girlfriend. It was his wife. And the Bible says she conceived and bore Cain. Cain, notice what she named the first boy. She named him Cain. You know what Cain's name means? I got it. I got it. See, God had told her over in chapter 3 that you're going to get a seed of the woman, and it's going to be a battle between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. But the serpent is going to bite you on the heel, but you're going to be able to smash him on the head. In other words, there's going to be a savior. Satan thought that he had messed you up, but I'm going to put your savior on the inside of you, and the savior is going to come out through you. And that savior, he's going to do battle with Satan, and he's going to win the world for Christ. So she thought that she had it. When she got Cain, She says, I got him. Look what I got, Adam. I got him. I got that Savior that he was talking about. In other words, she thought that was Jesus right there. I got him. The Bible, notice what it says. From the Lord, that capital L-O-R-D. Jehovah. In other words, she said, I got Jehovah. I got him. But it wasn't long after that she knew that she didn't have him. You know, you can have a pretty lit child. They look so pretty and innocent when you go there to the baby room. And you go over there looking at him and say, look at his eye. Look at his nose. Look at him. He looks so pretty. But just let him get 2 or 3 years old. When you first saw him, you say, he's an angel. But now when you see him at 2 or 3, you say, yeah, but he's a demon angel. You'll change right quick. And notice what she named the second child. Verse 2, and she again bore his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. She named the second child Abel. Do you know what Abel means? Vanity. Nothing. In other words, when she had that baby, she was looking for Jesus, but she says, got nothing. Came up empty this time. Notice, she named the first baby, I got him, but named the second baby, nothing. Ain't got nothing. I just got somebody worthless. Vanity, as Solomon would say, vanity, vanity, vanity. All of it is vanity, just empty. I just got somebody that's empty. But how many of you know the one that you think is a nobody? Look at this story. The Bible says, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and offered unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Notice, both of them went to church. Both of them was raised by Adam and Eve. In other words, both of them was raised in a Christian home. Both of them had been instructed on what they need to do. Do you know there comes a time and a date where you're going to have to come out from up under your mama and daddy's covering? There's going to come a time and a date where you got to know God for yourself. See, a lot of children are really just praying church. Because your mama and daddy is saved, you think that that's going to make you saved. But see, the Bible says you must be born again. See, your daddy can be a preacher, but you still can be lost. Your daddy can be a teacher in the church, but you still can be lost. Your mama can sing in the choir, but you still can be lost. You got to come to know God for yourself. These boys, they had been instructed on what to bring. And the Bible says that Abel, he brought a sheep. He brought something from the sheep, something from the flock. And he gave a sacrifice of blood and presented that to God. Where did he come up with that idea? No doubt he done saw his mama and daddy do that. His mama and daddy done told him how they was in the garden, and when they sinned, their eyes was open and they saw that they was naked and they was ashamed, and how they went and got some fig leaves and they clothed themselves. But God says, listen, we can do better than that. Take off them fig leaves and I'm going to put on you a fur coat. And God went and killed an animal and slew that animal and took the skin off that animal and put on Adam and Eve. In other words, they were saved by the death of somebody else. So Abel knew that if you're going to bring God an offering, you got to bring him something of blood. And he brought the right kind of offering. But the Bible says this other boy, Cain, he didn't bring the right kind of offering. And as a result, Cain began to have emotional problems. Notice what the Bible says here in verse number 5. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very angry. See, he got emotional problems, and his countenance fell. He got emotional problems, and the Lord said unto him, why art thou angry, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou do well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou dost not well, sin lies at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Notice, we see the first mixed up, messed up man in the Bible. We see the first emotional man in the Bible. We see the first angry man in the Bible. Why is he angry? It's because he didn't worship God the right way. How many of you know when you don't worship God the right way, you're going to have emotional problems? How many of you know when you don't worship God the right way, you're going to have psychological problems? How many of you know when you don't worship God the right way, you're going to have a sad heart? And how do we know you got a sad heart? It's going to show on your face. And when you got a sad face, you're going to have a sad life. And that's why God came to Cain, because he saw his heart, he saw his face, and he saw the life that he was getting ready to have. He said, Cain, you need to do the right thing here, boy. You need to come on and do what your brother done if you want to have a happy heart, if you want to have a happy face, if you want to have a happy life. You just need to worship me the right way. He said, because if you don't, the only alternative to worshiping God is worshiping sin, Satan, and this old world that's out there. And sin is already at your door, and it's ready to pounce on you. So in other words, if you don't turn to me, sin has opened the door. You done opened the door right there to sin, and sin is finna take you over, and you're not going to be able to handle it. As a result, Cain was an angry man, and he went and began to live an angry life. The Bible says he was banished from the presence of God. The Bible says that he began to be a vagabond. In other words, he began to be a drifter. He began to go over here, but that didn't work out. Go over here, that didn't work out. Build some over here, that didn't work out. He just drifted his life away and wasted his life away because he didn't worship God right. How many of you know when you don't worship God right, you're just going to waste your life away? You know what this story teaches us? It teaches us there's two ways to live. It teaches us that you can go the way of Cain. And the Bible says the majority of the folks in the world is going the way of Cain. What is the way of Cain? The way of Cain is where you take your best works. It's where you try to do your best. But you're going to find that your best ain't good enough. And because your best ain't good enough, you're going to be frustrated in life. You're going to be mad in life. You're going to be sad in life because you tried your best, but your best wasn't good enough. And matter of fact, you're going to be envious, and you're going to be jealous of somebody else's blessing. Matter of fact, you're going to start acting, having the crawdad syndrome. Every time you see somebody climbing up in this world, you're going to try to pull them back down because you hate to see somebody else have something that you ain't got. And you start hating on folks. You start having a mentality that I'm going to attain what I want in life by any means necessary. So if it means I got to cuss, I'm going to cuss somebody out to get what I want. If it means I got to fuss, I'll fuss to get what I want. If it means I got to kick you down, I'll kick you down to get what I want. If it means I got to step all over you, I'll step all over you to get what I want. If it means I got to fight you, I'm ready to fight you. I'll fight you to get what I want, because I'm willing to do anything necessary in order to attain what I want. You're willing to steal, you're willing to kill, you're willing to destroy, and I don't care, because all I think about is me, myself, and nobody else. That's the way of Cain. But you don't have to go that way. Because, see, that's a way of hell right on earth. And when you die, you're going to go to hell. But you don't have to go that way. You can go the way of Abel. The way of Abel is the way of faith. It's where you put your faith and you put your trust in Almighty God. And that's what happened to Abel. Abel put his faith and he put his trust in Almighty God. And God blessed him. As a matter of fact, he was a happy man because he put his faith and he put his trust in God. And even though Cain killed him, that's all right, because to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. He was the first man that made it to heaven. Notice, that's what he wanted anyway. He wanted heaven. And even though the man killed him, you know what death is? Death is really just the door to take you to heaven. It's the escape route that God uses to get you there to heaven. And he was the first man that attained heaven because he attained it not by works, but he attained it by faith. I don't know about you today, but that's the way that I have decided to live my life. I have decided to live my life not by going the way of Cain, but I'm going to go the way of Abel. Because the Bible says that Abel obtained a good report. See, if you want to have some good things in life, how you going to attain it? You got to ask yourself the question, how you going to attain what you want out of life? How you going to attain the house that you want out of the life? How you going to attain your college education? How you going to attain your husband? How you going to attain your wife? How you going to attain your house? How you going to attain your car? How you going to attain you some clothes to wear? How you going to attain the finer things of this world? And then how you going to attain the next life to come? How you going to attain a life in this world as well as in a better life to come? I tell you how to attain it. You can attain it by faith in Almighty God. See, if you put your faith in Almighty God, I don't care what mama and them call you. I don't care what dad and them done call you. They may say it that you was going to be a nobody, but the devil is a lie. When you put faith in God, God specializes in taking nobodies and turn them into somebody. You can attain that college education if you got faith in God. You can attain your nice car if you have faith in God. You can get the house that you want if you have faith in God. You can have some nice clothes to wear if you put your faith in God. You can get you a godly man, a godly woman for a husband or a wife. If you have faith in God, all things are possible to him that believes. Listen now, listen now. I don't want somebody to think that it's going to be easy if you have faith in God. I don't want somebody to think that all I need to do is come up here and give the preacher my hand and give God my heart and I'm going to have me a car parked out there in the garage. I don't want somebody to think that all I got to do is just believe in Jesus and my house going to appear. I don't want somebody to think that all I got to do is believe in Jesus and I'll get me a job without going out there to look for it. I don't want somebody to think. Because when you read your Bible, particularly at the end of this 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the Bible says that they were stoned to death, some of the people. Some of them were sawed asunder, the Bible says. Some of them was tested. Some of them was slain. Some of them were slain with the sword. Some of them wandered about with sheepskin clothes, goatskin clothes. Some of them was destitute. They didn't have money in their pocket a lot of time. Sometimes they didn't even have food on their table, but they did attain something. What did they attain? They attained salvation. They had the salvation of Almighty God. And see, even though I may not get that car in this world, I am going to get something better in the next world. I may not get it right now, that nice house in this world, but I got a mansion waiting on me up there in the sky. I may not have a nice cars and clothes down here, but that's all right, because I know God has got a long white road. Nobody down here may not crown me, but I know when I get to heaven, I'm going to put on me a crown, and I'm going to walk all over God's heaven. So I ain't going to get this courage, even though I may not get it today, I am going to get it someday. Because it's a payday someday. Did you hear what I said? There's a payday someday. You're going to get it someday. Just keep hope alive. You'll get it payday someday. Payday someday. I say payday someday. Payday someday. Payday someday. Hang in there, mama. Payday someday. Hang in there, daddy. Payday someday. Hang in there, grandmama. Payday. Payday. You attain. If you have faith in Almighty God. You know, as I come to a close, I was trying to think of an illustration that could help close out this sermon. And the only thing that came to my mind is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. It is the story of Paul and Silas in jail. You remember that story? They had been whipped because of their faith, and they threw them in jail. And there in jail, they began to pray, and they began to praise God. And that's what you do when you're going through hard times. You just need to pray more, and you just need to praise God. Don't you let this world take away your praise. And that's what they started doing. They started praying, and they started praising God. And the Bible said there was an earthquake. God shook the jail cells, all the jail doors came open, but didn't nobody run. And the Bible says that the jailer, who was on the outside of the jail cell, he started speaking to the men on the inside of the jail cell. And he said, "What must I do to be saved?" The man had a lot, but he didn't have no salvation. And they said, "All you got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, you and your household." And the man believed on Jesus, and he got saved just like that. But to show you that he really had some faith, he said, "Come on over to my house." He took him over to his house. He cleaned them up, washed them up. Paul and Silas preached to his household, and his whole household got saved. See, that's what happens when you have biblical faith. When the man gets saved, he can go home and save his whole household. That's why you need faith. When you got faith in God, not only you can get saved, but your whole house can get saved. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message, a message on faith. Lord, I pray right now that your people who haven't made that decision for Jesus will do it right now and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And then once they get saved, I pray that you'll use them to go back home and save their whole household.
Bread of life sent down from the Lord.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766, or visit the church website at bobawayirving.org. That's bobawayirving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bob Away Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time.